yesterday Carrie said that losing on Sunday kind of knocked you guys off your high horse a little bit. Trying to find the silver lining in that. How does that make you feel?
How does what make me feel?
The spin that he put on the...
I don't care what spin Carrie puts on things. I mean, we lost a football game. We all know that. We took responsibility for it. We're getting ready for Chicago, so.
You agree with that sentiment that loss was a good thing for this team?
I don't think any loss is a good thing. But I think every situation you're in, you can learn from, and I think that's a very valid point, you know. So, I mean, losses happen, wins happen. You know, you got to learn from all your experiences and then get ready for your next game.
What sort of things specifically do you learn from that kind of a loss?
You just learn from every situation you're in. You know, what do we do in critical situations? We didn't keep our poise very well in the fourth quarter. There's a lot of different things you can learn.
Daniel Logan played 50 of 75 snaps on Sunday, and Bill Davis said he thought it was his best game of the season. Mm-hmm. What has he been doing to earn more snaps, and has it to do some with his ability to pass rush?
He's just progressed as the season went along. Obviously, he's a rookie, and you see him adapt a lot more to the scheme as the season's gone along, and just, you know, everything we do is – and our players understand it on a weekly basis, how you practice, how you perform, how you train is what we're looking for during the week. And just because you played well 4 weeks ago doesn't affect what we're doing this week. And I think the one thing with Benny that you love is that each week he seems to get a little bit better, a little bit more comfortable in what we're trying to do, and is getting a lot of production out of him. So that's why he warrants playing time.
Is your signing queue, is that because obviously you have injuries at safety, but is there one guy who just it looks like it might be a while with? Or?
No, it's just we know we're going to be down. We're probably going to be down a guy, so we need to have another safety up. So.
Do you know which guy you'll probably be down, Kurt or Golden?
What have you seen from Keelan over the year when you've had him on the practice squad?
Just solid, very steady every single day, really consistent in what he's done out there. You know, our guys, we practice at a really good tempo. Those guys that are on the practice squad, the Keelans, the Travis Longs, the Will Murphys, the Brandon Bears, those guys have been outstanding all season long. And obviously, you know, if you got to bring a guy up, we'd rather bring a guy up from our practice squad because he's been here and he understands our system. It's not trying to get a guy on a Tuesday and trying to explain what our calls are and where they are and what the fits are. We tell all of our practice players to prepare like you're going to play because when your opportunity comes, it can't be, oh, God, I didn't know this was going to happen, and I'm not prepared for it. So excited to see what he do. He's a big kid, physical kid. See what we can do.
In your time traveling around, studying offenses, studying concepts, did you ever go to Canada or go to the CFL, look at what Mark Trestman did up there?
I've been to Canada, and I've seen things, but not no, Montreal, no.
Chip, is it hard to tell – after a game like last week, the mentality of a team when you have them in the meetings, and if you can read anything by their approach coming off that game?
No, I think our guys are very consistent in their approach. It was the same way when we were 3-5. You know, that's why I knew we had a good group of guys that are very serious about what we're trying to get accomplished here.
What's the process for Nick on Monday and Tuesdays in terms of reviewing the last game and correcting mistakes either on his own or with the coaching staff?
Monday's a day off for all of our guys, so, you know, we meet every Tuesday and go over the game. That's the first thing we do, and then we move on to our next opponent. So it's pretty consistent in terms of our approach.
Is that a team thing, or does he have like a one-on-one film?
No, everybody goes. We go from a team meeting to a group meeting to a position meeting. So,
is it difficult this late in the season to work on like mechanics stuff at that position? I mean, I know you're kind of always working on, but just specifically look at those types of things for a quarterback who's
no,
no. Okay,
we work on fundamentals every day. So I think if you do take that approach, then so be it, then you're not going to be good at it. But our D-line hits the sled every day. Our quarterbacks work drops every day. We do handoffs every day. The first drill we do when we go out there is center quarterback exchange. I don't think you can ever say there's a point in time during the season that we can't go work on these things.
I was just wondering about changing mechanics or, like, you know, in a throw or the way you – I mean, is that too much for a quarterback to handle this late in the season?
We're not changing anybody's mechanics. We just need to be more consistent. Nick can throw a football. Nick is very good at throwing a football, so – you know, we're not bringing in Kent Tekulve, who's a sidearm thrower, and trying to make him a over-the-top thrower. I mean, if that's your question. But in terms of all of our guys, everybody needs to work on their fundamentals. And to work on your fundamentals, it's a consistent thing. And just because you did it well last week doesn't mean you're going to do it well again this week. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
What kind of things have you seen from the Bears offense, you know, looking at tape of them? And
a lot of diversity. You know, they do a really good job in attacking you with personnel groupings and schemes. Sometimes it's six offensive linemen where – you know, one of the linemen is actually playing a wing in the backfield, you know, and the thing that jumps out is the talent at receiver. You know, you got two really, really big guys that got great range and can go get it. Even when they're covered one-on-one doesn't mean they're covered And then they got maybe the most complete back when you work, when you look at Forte in terms of his pass pro pickup, his ability to be a receiver out of the backfield, and then his ability to run. And the one thing about him that you admire is that they didn't miss a beat when they went to their backup quarterback. And I think that's a kind of a credit to the system that Mark's running up there. So.
How big of a challenge would their special teams be? Obviously, they have a pretty good returner, Devin Hester, and also they got a good kicker.
Yeah.
And you're coming off of a couple of weeks where the special teams play hasn't been like it had.
It's a huge challenge. You know, I think when you look at this game and everything's so close, is that there's not one factor you can overlook. And you know, the game may be determined on special teams. So, you know, that's a big point of emphasis for us. But it's always been a big point of emphasis for us. So.
Is Hester the – I think you said a little bit about this earlier in the week, but is Hester the same type of threat that Cordell Patterson is? Or how would you –
He's a threat. They're different types of returners, but he's as big a threat as there is in the league. So, you know, Cordell's more of a physical return guy just because of his size and what he does. But, you know, Devin's a more of a speed guy, I would say, but you know, he's just as big a threat in terms of being able to, every time he touches the ball, there's a potential for him to return it for a touchdown. So
the Bears' run defense had problems against the Redskins' run option plays. I don't know if it's a lot, something they've seen a lot of, but do you think it was isolated, or is that something that they've struggled with over the course of the season?
I think they did a decent job against them, and what the Redskins do from that aspect in their running game is entirely different than what we do. So we're not going to say, hey, let's put three tight ends in the backfield and run a pistol formation. That's just not what we do. So
what about Kyle Long, the guy you coached, came out of tackle rich draft class? How has he done this year?
Well, he's actually a guard, so you know, he's been really good. You know, we only had him for 1 year. You know, he went to Florida State originally, played baseball, and then went to junior college, but as athletic as anybody. You know, he legitimately runs in the high 4.8s, 4.9s. He's a 300-plus-pound guy. He's got range. He's nasty. He's physical. He's really, you know, a fun guy to watch on film because he loves playing football, and I love coaching him. He's awesome, you know, and I just hope he doesn't play well this week.
You talked about the Bears' talent at receiver. How much is that a challenge for the secondary considering they're so banged up right now?
It's a huge challenge. You know, and no one's going to give us a waiver because we're banged up. So, you know, it's part of what this deal is all about is, you know, but we look at it as an opportunity for us to go out and get a chance to compete against. And that's what we got. We got a bunch of competitive guys, competitive coaches that want to go challenge themselves. And there's no better group of receivers to challenge yourself than those two guys that they can put out there in Marshall and Jeffrey. So
Earl Wolf seems pretty confident that he's going to be able to play on Sunday. Do you have that same confidence?
I have confidence that he'll practice well today, and we'll go from there. So.
I mean, has he even progressed even more since the
he's getting better. But again, it's the same thing. We've had guys get hurt on Friday, so there's no reason for me to talk about what's going to happen on Sunday. It's let's get ready for have a really, really good Wednesday, and that's what we can control. So,
we talked yesterday about needing to push his knee but not push it too hard, and he had never been in that kind of situation before, and he was trying to feel his way through it. Have you discussed that with him at all?
Nah, I'm not. I lay all injuries up to our trainers and doctors, and they tell him what – you know, where he should be in terms of how hard he should work and what he shouldn't work. You know, for me to weigh in on what I think his knee feels like or what, you know, my thoughts on, you know, that type of injury and where it is, I'm smart enough to know what I don't know, and there's a lot that I don't know, so I'll defer to the guys that really do know it. So.
Is he working through the concussion protocol? Or
no. So when he gets cleared, we'll tell you when he's cleared. But he's not through it.
I mean, he was at practice yesterday and everything, right?
Yeah, he's at practice.
Okay.